You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The League of Wisconsin Municipalities is working to help towns and villages do their job right now, and that includes helping small communities navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. Rural and small-town communities seem like a safe haven from the novel coronavirus, but testing in rural areas could also be more limited. How is your town or village pulling together right now? Did you see an influx of city dwellers come to their cabins? How do you think the nation should handle the pandemic in rural areas? We're at 800-642-1234. Zach Vruwink is the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. He's also president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Zach, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, you talk with town and village leaders almost every day in a conference call that you call a virtual roundtable. What are the main things that small communities are talking about, and what are you exchanging information on?
Sure. Well, the questions in the conversation really are far wide in reach. Local governments are on the front lines of this pandemic. We're communicating with our business leaders on a daily basis. We're hearing from community organizations who might be struggling or who are trying to stay open to continue to serve vulnerable populations. On the call specifically, the election is the top conversation. I think it's important to remind folks that it takes nearly 30,000 people to run our local elections here in Wisconsin. And among them, there's over 3,000 local elected officials who are currently trying to access the statewide voter registration system, which, if you can imagine, the bottleneck on our tech infrastructure, particularly in those rural communities where the internet connection and broadband is not as great as it is in places like Wisconsin Rapids. We're trying to respond to those concerns on a regular basis.
Are there concerns that precincts will be closed and you'll have to move voting to other locations?
Some of that has already occurred. There were some contingency plans put in place when the Wisconsin Elections Commission met just over a week ago, allowing clerks to make modifications and adapt some of the locations of polling places. I think it's also important to note that there's nearly 3,000 polling places in Wisconsin available to voters in the general election. So you can imagine the sheer volume of poll workers that are required to staff those locations and the precautions that they need to take, whether it's simply getting hand sanitizer and some of the supply backups as it relates to getting those things to the election sites.
So at this point, does the League support continuing the April 7th election, or would you recommend delaying it?
Great question. Over the weekend, there was a letter circulating among local officials and city clerks and mayors indicating that the state and the legislature and the governor should come together to talk about the sheer crisis that might be on our hands as it relates to people coming to go vote and exercising that right in person, absentee, as is occurring in cities across the state right now, cities and villages and counties and towns where people are trying to vote early. Just in the last 2 days, there were over 320 in-person absentee voters in Wisconsin Rapids, and that's certainly a concern when you factor the rules around mass gathering and the limitations of having no more than 10 people in a single gathering space at a given time. So the letter really addressed concerns that we all had, that should we get an unprecedented amount of in-person absentee, we may be in violation. Certainly local government has some exemptions afforded to us, but there's no question that folks that might be coming to vote in person have concerns about coming into contact with someone that is carrying the virus. So I think that's a concern. The other piece is the amount of absentee ballot requests that municipal clerks are receiving. In Wisconsin Rapids, normally we receive about 400 to 500 absentee ballot requests that we turn around and put in the mail for our residents to vote. Already this election, we've responded to 1,400. So over four times the amount of absentee ballots have been requested of our municipal clerk. And I know clerks around the state, particularly those in the rural communities, where they're the one-man band, so to speak, in trying to address the folks that are trying to take seriously their right and their ability to vote.
We're checking in on how rural Wisconsin communities are responding to the pandemic. Zach Vruwink is mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. He's also president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. You can join in. Have you gotten direction on how to handle this order from your town or village leadership on staying at home? Can your town's health care system scale up? How do you manage voting in your community and how to get through the April 7th election. Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So looking more closely at the stay-at-home order issued yesterday for everyone not classified as essential, how are our Main Street businesses doing? Will they get through this?
That's a great question. I know it was a priority of mine, and certainly has been discussed on the league calls, that local officials like myself are communicating early and often. Over 2 weeks ago, we held calls with our local businesses and individuals in our community that might be concerned. And I can tell you, just like local government, these small businesses are being creative in ways that we've never seen before, that they're looking at ways to collaborate and to continue to afford their operations through selling gift certificates online and in places that they hadn't done before. But without question, there is going to be an insurmountable impact that some of these businesses will be faced. I know some of the state's business lobby, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, has referenced the fact that many of these businesses may face permanent closure and not reopening. But I can say that there's been an element of creativity, and our Chamber of Commerce has been a great partner for us as well. And I know that's occurred in a lot of communities around the state as they've tried to support businesses and ensure really lines of communication are open as it relates to state and federal resources that might be coming their way in order for them to afford their overhead during this time where they may have had closure.
Our city and village government staff, are they classified as essential employees right now?
By and large, the most part are. Certainly our election workers and city clerks and those folks. But we're also finding ways to be creative and help them out because we've had issues with poll workers who are rightfully so concerned about the public health concerns about working in an election. We've lost two poll workers a day in some cases in our city. And so we've identified library employees when our library closed a little over a week ago to say might they be interested in getting trained on working in election poll place or working early voting in-person absentee. And so by and large, our staff are deemed essential. Certainly, we provide, many of us provide around-the-clock police and fire and paramedic services. So by and large, everyone will be working. But now with the stay-at-home order yesterday, for example, in the city of Wisconsin Rapids, we have been planning for that occurrence and have now working through accommodations to allow some folks to work from home that otherwise would not have that opportunity. And the same goes for some staggered scheduling. But Wisconsin Rapids is fortunate in that we have a size of staff that we can offer some of these flexibilities. In a lot of places, there is no backup to the municipal clerk. If there's a deputy clerk, if both of those individuals come down ill, there isn't anybody else to back them up. And I would say we've got some instances of that in Wisconsin Rapids. However, we've tried to do as much cross-training in a short period of time to deem some of those essential workers safe to keep them so they've got staggered scheduling and such.
And it sounds like you also have more robust high-speed internet access for employees who can work remotely.
We are very fortunate at Wisconsin Rapids to have a local internet service provider and competition from another provider that do provide fiber to the home. So we've got 100 meg symmetrical internet to residential properties if they're on the local internet service provider. And I know that others have amped up their speed on a complimentary basis during this difficult time. So it's been really neat to see how they've been able to step in and provide relief for those of us that are contending with really challenged video conference systems at this time.
We're talking about how rural areas are navigating the pandemic with Zach Vruwink. He's mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Have you received direction on how to handle the stay-at-home order from your city or village leadership? Do you have a manufacturer in your community that has just reduced hours or closed? How is your town dealing with this? How are neighbors helping each other, especially the elderly? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll talk more in a moment with Zach Vruwink here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're finding out how small Wisconsin towns and villages are dealing with a pandemic. Rural areas could see their limited public health infrastructure stretched thin. Residents are older. There are fewer physicians to go around. And struggling hospitals may not be able to handle an influx of patients. So do you live in a town or village? What precautions and preparations is your community making? Do you have broadband? If you're a rural physician, how are you responding to this health crisis? Join in right now, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Zach Brewink is president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He's mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, and he stays with us. So, Mayor, Wisconsin is full of smaller communities and an elderly population that permeates many parts of our rural communities here. How are you ensuring that the elderly in villages and small towns are going to be okay?
That's a great question. We've been working closely with the Aging and Disability Resource Centers of Central Wisconsin, and I know in other parts of the state the same applies, to ensure that home-delivered meals continue, to make sure that the residents and the vulnerable populations in our communities are being fed with nutritious meals. I know in Wisconsin Rapids we've had to close our congregate meal sites to the disappointment of many, but we were able to adapt and continue to take requests to meet those individuals at their homes. Other things I would say is to encourage people to get outdoors, while they're practicing social distancing of being no less than 6 foot from another individual, that places like Wisconsin Rapids and other communities have great trails, and in our case, a great river running through the center of our city. And it's more important now than ever to focus on mental and emotional well-being while also being safe and not congregating in public. So those are ways that we're encouraging our residents to continue to stay well. We've also engaged in making phone calls. I know our local Masonic Lodge has also started to reach out and make phone calls to some of their members who might be qualified and classified as a vulnerable population. So it's been really neat to see how many community organizations have adapted to the current times to check on folks in these communities, because they are our friends and neighbors. And so many of us know these folks well, and they appreciate the opportunity to be checked in on.
Well, you've been talking about volunteers at the polls. The state really relies on volunteers for ambulance and firefighting services in rural areas. Are there concerns with the capacity of these volunteers during this time?
Without question, even for career fire departments like Wisconsin Rapids, we've been trying to identify ways to stagger shifts and ensure those folks don't come into close contact with each other. Should there be a situation where we have members that have to self-quarantine or isolate, we've engaged mutual aid, but we can't mutual aid ourselves out of this, right? We've got to be smart and be nimble and be ahead of things, particularly to ensure that we've got adequate supplies of PPE. I know that's been an issue in many cities around the state, that while we've got a supply for this week or for maybe for next week, but beyond that, there are major questions about whether the state and federal government would be able to backfill the needs of our public safety folks, not to mention the hospital systems that are also reliant on many of these supplies to be available.
Talking with the president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewink is with us, the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. Let's take a call now. Maxine is joining us from the Village of Wales. Hi, Maxine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm inquiring about what options cities, counties have for holding public meetings, such as board meetings, planning commission meetings, so the public isn't exposed and the board members aren't exposed.
Yeah, Maxine, the line is a little bit bad there, and I want to reiterate, Maxine wants to know how communities go on holding public meetings and planning commission meetings when they can't meet face-to-face. Mayor?
It's a great question. Many of us have instituted a state of emergency by declaration. I did so 2 weeks ago, and those powers provide for the opportunity for the chief elected official to act in matters of great importance where a public meeting may not otherwise be able to be scheduled. That doesn't preclude it still requires the municipal governing body to meet and to take up that order at some point in the future. We did so right before we started closing our access to City Hall, and I know a lot of cities and villages were faced with that decision in the last week or two. And basically, through declaration and through working with the league, we've been able to make accommodations to meet remotely and to meet electronically. provided that there's still a component of public viewing, which might be via teleconference. It might be through a video if possible. But that's a great question. In Wisconsin Rapids, and I believe in most municipalities, governing body meetings have been postponed or suspended until that governing body can meet on an emergency order.
Are there plans in place for how hospitals and clinics will divert patients in smaller rural areas if hospitals in rural parts of the state do get overloaded? What does that look like?
Without question, there will be there's a likelihood or probability of smaller community hospitals being overwhelmed. I know it's been great to see the hospital systems in the Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area come together to talk about, while they may be competitors on one hand, they are serving our community collectively on the other. And so many of them have instituted surge and pandemic level responses. I know they're working with the Wood County Health Department in our case, or county health around the state, to identify what that next level of need and resource might be. If there is a mass quarantine facility, I know that's been on the topic of our conversations lately. Where might that be, and how we might be able or might have to take in folks from outside our region simply because of capacity limitations?
Well, we just heard from Mark from Reedsburg, called in on a really bad line in a little bit of a rural area, wants to ask if parks are staying open. The DNR is keeping state parks open, but limiting access to buildings. Mayor, are city and other local parks staying open in rural areas?
Many of them not, either by order or by actual signing the park facilities themselves. I've seen reports, pictures, videos of various parks departments going and cordoning off those facilities so that way children and individuals are not congregating within them. But if cities have recreational trails, have hiking trails, we encourage those folks to continue to market, make those available as to an opportunity for folks to get outdoors, very much the same as the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources you just indicated is.
What do towns and villages need the most right now to continue to function to get through this?
I would say if folks have an ability to work the polls, to contact their municipal clerk. I know many of them are not offering additional training just because of the capacity and priority they have to place on absentee ballots in the mail. But there may be an opportunity for them just to come in and to help shuffle paper for them because it is really a trying time for our municipal clerks. I would say the other piece that that municipalities and local governments are looking for is the personal protective equipment, the PPE I referenced, whether it's N95 masks, gowns, gloves, those types of things. So many counties are coordinating equipment drives and donation drives for those. So contact the county health department or the municipality. Like I said, we may be fine today, but in a week or two, there may be a dire need for that critical type of supply.
Well, as president of the league and a mayor, I'm sure your days are really busy, crammed with a lot of calls. What are you working on today? What's your day like?
So this morning we're going to be meeting with staff remotely, telework on the telework piece we mentioned, to encourage folks to be teleworking where they can. We're also going to be continuing to talk with our city clerk here to address the concerns they might have about the volume of in-person absentee voting that's occurring at the city clerk's office. But we're also making sure that we're communicating with our residents. On a daily basis, we've been issuing either written or video briefings to our residents to encourage them to stay safe. And we're also planning for another call with our business community, knowing that, again, the resources that are becoming available through the state and federal government, to the extent that they might become eligible for those. But really trying to keep people calm, encourage them to stay home, and to not come into contact with other people that they may not otherwise. I know there's some guidance, it's an unofficial guidance right now, of not coming into more than five people in a day. And we can't stress those things enough for our residents, particularly our most vulnerable.
So as we start to wrap up here, if a local business that is the heartbeat of a community, a manufacturing plant, say, if that is shuttered right now and so many people in a small town are at home, out of work, what do you do?
We're faced with that right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We've got a large paper mill that employs nearly 1,000 people directly, and I know I've stayed in contact with their leadership on almost a daily basis because there's a lot of rumor sometimes. So I would encourage folks to prioritize fact over fear. But if there is a situation, to stay in touch with their local job center. I know the Wisconsin Unemployment Office line has been really hamstrung at this time with the volume of calls they've been receiving. But I would encourage those folks to contact their Chamber of Commerce as well, because some of those businesses have sought additional employees. We saw grocery stores. I think the Roundy's Kroger group, which has a store in Wisconsin Rapids, is looking for additional staff during this time as they continue to receive unprecedented visits and volume through their stores, whether maybe it's just cleaning. So I think there will be some other job opportunities that have come as a result of this, far and few between, of course, in rural communities. So we encourage them to stay in touch with their Chamber of Commerce and their plant manager, and don't hesitate to reach out to the mayor or the village official in your community. I think these folks are listening more now than ever. We're trying to prioritize the concerns.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mayor Zach Vruwink, Mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, President of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, here with us on the Ideas Network.